I have a really exciting opportunity for you. Leave Your Mark is partnering with Norbi. Norbi, in case you don't know it, is an intelligent marketing and communications platform that helps you grow. I use Norbi to launch on brand. So all of my emails and my SMS and my pre-order events was all done through Norbi. It's an incredible platform, and Norbi is offering a $2,500 grant to small business owners or side project hustlers. And together, we are hoping that we help you market yourself. So fill out this application by June 2nd. Go to leaveyourmark.norby, N-O-R-B-Y.live. And you'll see all the information there. We're super excited about this because there's nothing more important than understanding how to build your own database. And this next episode right here with Sam Safer Valentine, who's the co-founder of Norbi, is going to tell you a lot about that subject. So stay tuned for the episode and make sure to apply for the $2,500 Brand Builder Grant. Hi, this is Aliza Licht, and this is Leave Your Mark, the podcast, where I brew fresh career advice with some of my most inspiring and successful friends. It's professional advice that you can action immediately, whether you're just starting out in your career or well on your way. With a massive to-do list and a large cup of coffee, I promise that you can get it all done and still have time to post about it. I'm super excited for this episode because this is one of those super tactical snack segments where we are focusing on a very specific subject. And the subject today is how you grow your database, which is so important. And especially as a marketer, but also an author, so many people just don't know where to begin. Norbi is an intelligent marketing communications platform that helps you grow your business and your audience. And especially for creative entrepreneurs, authors, anyone who's really marketing directly to their base, it's kind of like a lightweight website. You can have it be your link in bio. You can collect leads, host events directly there. It's how I host all my Leave Your Mark events. You can send text and email campaigns, and then the analytics for everything is great. And specifically for the on-brand book launch, I really leveraged this platform. So I invited Sam Safer Valentine, who is the co-founder and COO of Norbi, on the show because I really think this is so valuable, what you and Nick, your co-founder, are doing with Norbi. And I personally, as you know, am such a super user and fan that I wanted to kind of share it with other people because, you know, I don't believe in gatekeeping. So welcome to the show, Sam.
Thank you so much. I am absolutely thrilled to be here.
So I'm probably a super user and also super high maintenance customer, but I will say one of the challenges of individual people who maybe aren't natural marketers and don't do this for a living is it's daunting to think about starting on a platform even like this. So first of all, from your point of view, how do you see Norbi in terms of all the other solutions out there? Like obviously people have tons of different email marketing providers and SMS service providers, but Norbi is kind of almost like a boutique offering. So do you want to describe a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, when Nick and I and Steve, our third co-founder, when we were starting off, we actually had built our own kind of community and audience during the pandemic. And we quickly realized we needed tooling and a platform to start to manage and market. And we also started talking to hundreds of different creative entrepreneurs and brands and small businesses and just creators. And everyone really had a similar problem. They were using like 5-6 different kind of platforms or tools. They couldn't really tell what was working. You were downloading things over here, uploading things over here, trying to kind of connect the dots and just understand, as you were saying, like, what's the operation? Like, what is my marketing toolkit and communication need to be to achieve my business goal? So we basically got to building a platform that was horizontally stitching what we think is the modern marketer community builder's platform. So you need a very lightweight website or a link in bio that you can quickly update and constantly change because it's 2023 and no one's business is stagnant, right? You're testing CTAs, you're trying to capture leads, you're hosting events, you're sending email, capturing leads and building up your database, whether that's email or your SMS list. So they needed those types of tools. You want to host IRL or kind of digital events. You want to do referrals, tracking. And we really tied it all up in a bow with analytics. So, you know, you have one place to go and hopefully we're saving you a bit of time, a bit of money, but we're actually giving you a very powerful place and space to grow that audience, grow your business, connect, build relationships.
So one of the things that I love most about it, and obviously my book is on brand, so branding is really important, is the ability to really customize the environment on Norby.
Yeah.
Just from even like a font perspective, there's so many ways to like really make it your brand, which I think is very different than a lot of other solutions. But let's get into the crux of this snack segment, which is if you do not have an email database, and I was speaking to an author last week who's about to launch a book in June. And I was like, well, is your database ready? And he was like, I don't really have a database.
You're like shock horror. Yeah.
And no judgment there, right? Most people don't think about this until they need it, which is too late, right? So if you're starting from scratch and you sign up for Norby today, what are you doing?
When you sign up, we always suggest that you start to build out your webpage, basically. And you want to add some kind of basic information. You can, as you were saying, customize it top to tail. We want it to look and feel like you. Obviously, branding is so, so important today, your own tone of voice, et cetera. And then we want you to add a sign up and a lead capture. As you were literally just saying, you don't want to snooze on building your database, building your email or SMS list. It's really never too late. Sometimes it is to build one, but really like a simple list of leads is the most significant resource a business owner can have. And this list you can carry with you wherever you go. So as you grow your business, you know, you are launching something, a book, an album, et cetera. And the first party data that you own from the community, your audience that you just built, it's really going to end up being that lifeblood of your business. So we suggest that you create a sign up. And that can be as simple as it's just an email capture. It could be more customized where you're capturing emails, names, maybe a phone number, custom information, but that's where we like you to start. And I think the big thing to kind of think about is that if you don't own that information, you're not building, you're actually just renting your audience from social platforms, right? So if the algorithm changes, if TikTok goes away or whatever kind of happens, you still have that list and you're owning it and you can kind of go from there.
What is the best tactic for getting people to sign up in the first place?
A lead magnet.
Give us examples of that for people who don't even know what that is.
Yes. So a lead magnet basically gives your audience or community or people a value add. Let's think of it as like a premium award in exchange for their contact information. So it's a bit win-win. A lead magnet should end up being very useful, easy to download, easy to access, but extremely relevant to your audience and your community and your business and kind of like what you're building. And it should be filled with content potentially that they can't find elsewhere. So for instance, with On Brand, you know, you did a kind of little lead magnet with, was it your introductory chapter?
Yes.
So, I mean, that's an amazing, excellent example. It could be one song off an album. It could be the kind of trailer to a new podcast that somebody's launching. It could be a PDF template of KPIs or AI prompts or what have you. But it is content that is really kind of unavailable without a subscription or a monetary transaction. You know, it could also be like an exclusive invitation to a Q&A. there's so many different types, a video, an ebook, and you can figure out kind of what's best. Also hosting an event. So whether that's an IG live or a workshop or a webinar, when your audience and your people are registering, you're also kind of capturing information, right? And that's so, so valuable to you. You could ask questions that potentially help move your business forward or information to make that event even better. And then as you have done and talked about too, you then have information to follow up with afterwards to start building that relationship, building that connection, but also remarketing opportunities in the future.
Yeah. No, it's so important. And listen, I mean, I'm not going to lie. All of this is time consuming, right?
Yes.
You do have to commit to the plan,
mm-hmm.
but it's kind of like, I mean, you said it before, it's like a lifeline. Like, this is the only way that you actually build an audience, period.
It is. And it is definitely time consuming, and you do need a plan, and there does need to be some kind of testing and iteration to see what actually kind of lands and moves the needle. And it's not necessarily that just because one has built it, people will come either. You do want to promote the lead magnet. So after kind of creating that, you need to think about how you might want to distribute it and promote it. So whether you're placing it on both like a landing page or LinkedIn bio off social, potentially on a website too that you might have, other digital touch points. You can share it on socials. You could do a quick story or reel about it. Talk about it on a podcast, creating some infographics or whatever you think is going to entice and kind of capture your audience's imagination for that 2.5 seconds. They, you know, give you that information and they quickly get something in return.
Let's talk about the legalities of content capture, because a lot of people don't realize that you can't just gather all the emails in your inbox and like start marketing to them.
No, no, you can't. You can get in a lot of trouble. So yes, it is very important to have very explicit opt-ins for email and SMS. With Norby, that's all basically built in and kind of taken care of for you. You know, you can also, if you have collected emails and information from other platforms in legal ways, other platforms will also have, you know, some of those opt-ins and things. You can take those contacts with you, hopefully, and kind of transition them in. But it is really important just to let people know, hey, like, we'll be emailing you once a week or on occasion, or you might occasionally receive an SMS message. So I think just being really, really direct and straightforward about what people are opting into is extremely important. So, you know, you aren't marked as spam or people aren't kind of opting out.
Yeah. And is there best practice for a cadence when you are gearing up to launch something? Like, what do you see as working really well from a schedule perspective?
I think it really depends on what the launch is. So for instance, with your book, you had a much longer kind of lead in and launch cadence over a couple months to kind of really build the hype and the buzz and the excitement. If you're hosting an event or a webinar, I would say the lead in is probably 2 to 3 weeks. For VIPs, you could give a little kind of save the date heads up beforehand to kind of make sure that's on some very, very busy people's calendar. If you're dropping a new product launch or you're doing something in your store or what have you, again, I would say that 2 week mark, really, really building and packing a campaign within kind of 2 weeks to get people to be excited, to show up, et cetera.
One thing that I felt was really successful for On Brand's launch was email capture sign up, which I did it for both my VIP influencer mailing. And I also did it obviously for the introduction, as you said. And then there was something else I did it for that I'm blanking on right now. But all of that sort of lead gen leading up to the launch then allowed me on launch day, which was April 18th, to remarket via text message, the book cover and the link to buy. And like being able to do that with one button push with an image is huge. And just for everyone listening, I've been very in touch with Sam and Nick over the years in saying like, hey, I would love to be able to upload an image here, or hey, can we tweak this? Because I feel like if it did this, it'd be better. And I really do appreciate how you guys have been so accommodating to like product tweaks, because as a user, it's important as you navigate the tool. So I think that that's a huge part of like when you do work with a younger company to be able to have those kinds of conversations.
100%. And we thank you and love you for it.
You're like, please don't contact us again. Just kidding.
No, I mean, I think one of our key differentiators is our customer success and customer support. We're in this to make all of our users successful and able to use our platform. And we've been a paid platform from the beginning, to be honest. I mean, in our beta, we obviously were letting a few key users use it for free, but we really wanted to make sure that like our full incentives were aligned with those who were actually paying us and yes, using our platform. And it's also interesting to see how users have kind of hacked the platform to, you know, a workaround to what they want to do. And then you're like, oh, okay, like maybe we should build that, or like this particular sign up or opt-in or custom form field seems very intuitive to the tech team, to Nick and Steve. But in actuality, when it's being used, it's maybe not as clear. We need to hear that. So, I mean, it's been a beautiful iterative relationship.
Well, I mean, listen, I love it. As you know, that's why you're on this pod. And I think it's such an interesting way to really, again, do your end-to-end marketing, especially I think for individuals who this is not their core competency. So Sam, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Leave Your Mark. If you want more career advice or tips on personal branding, make sure to pick up a copy of my new book, On Brand, Shape Your Narrative, Share Your Vision, Shift Their Perception. Want to land your dream job or kill it in your career? Don't forget about my first book, Leave Your Mark. If you want me to speak at your company or at an offsite, or if you need consulting services, please go to alizalick.com. I would love to connect with you there and on social media. And just remember this, if change doesn't hurt a little, it's not change. Keep on rocking.